Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 24. Hello, hello, everybody out there who's listening to me. The 6 to 12 people that I know of that are listening to me. How are you? It's beautiful here in Los Angeles. It's a warm, sunny, beautiful California, Los Angeles day, and I am inside with the door closed. I have a door that goes out to the courtyard, blinds drawn, recording this podcast. Recording this podcast for your entertainment pleasure. This is a sacrifice I make so that you people out there, you know who you are. You need me. I need you. All right, shut up, Al. What's going on? Well, last week I want to apologize. Not so much apologize. I've got this iPhone, the new iPhone, and I've become a crack photographer. I'm always wanting to take pictures. I'm annoying the hell out of people, some people, because some people just don't like their pictures taken. And, but I started, as my friend Wesley suggested, I started to put up some pictures. Every week when I do my podcast, there would be something in one of the subjects that I would take a picture and post it on my website and the episode guide. And I've been doing that pretty much consistently for a while. But something's happened the last couple of weeks. I don't know. And it's just got screwy. And last week I put up a picture and I posted it. And then it ended up in not only episode 23, but it was an episode of 22. And then episode 21, which had the pictures of the ice cream carton, was in a different episode. I couldn't figure out what the hell I did wrong. I don't think I did anything wrong. I did exactly what I've been doing. And this is a do-it-yourself project here, so and I'm unwilling at this point to put too much energy into finding answers to this because it's just it's just too much right now. I want to find if there's some tech person out there, techie, or some network that wants me to be on their network with a producer. I am yours. I will be yours. Take me away. Because it's just, this tech stuff is just, I've come a long way since like December, November, whatever. But, right now I feel like I've plateaued just like when you're losing weight, you lose weight. And then all of a sudden you plateau. You haven't done anything wrong, anything differently, but then your body just gets used to eating a certain amount of calories and fat and whatever. And then you got to shock it up. So I need to shock it up. But I don't really know what to do. So right now, my thing is I'm just going to keep recording my podcast. I'm not going to put any pictures up this week. And maybe in a week or two, I'll try it again. Because it's screwy. I'm doing this on GarageBand on my Mac. And sometimes when I do the test to see how the sound is, it'll show the sound waves. But when I play it back, there's no sound. And I was on the phone with Apple back when I had Apple Care, when they cared about me. Now it's expired. And the guy, was trying to help me out, and he couldn't help me out. And then Wesley actually said, well, what if we just reboot the computer? And the guy said, no, that won't work. But we did reboot it, and it worked. So that's that. That is that. So, News of the building. What's new? Well, the big news in the building is that Gus, the on-site manager, who's rarely on site, is on his way out. That's right. He told me personally. I heard it through the rumor mill, through the Gazette, and then I finally talked to him face-to-face, and he told me that he is out. He has been let go, but he is gladly leaving. The guy, Mark, the guy who is his immediate supervisor, who is just very abusive and is going to eventually cause his brother, who owns the company, some severe legal issue or something, because this guy just, it's just an abusive guy, I guess. And they were friends. They were actually friends. And now I'm sure their friendship is suffered because Mark has been abusive towards Gus. And, personally, I think Gus was, the job was probably misrepresented to him. probably a thing. Because he had to work. He had to work a full-time job in order to eat. And this, they were just giving him an apartment, and he was on call 24 hours a day. But, you know, he couldn't be on site. You know, anyway, I empathize with him. I feel like he... I won't say he did a great job. I think he could have done a better job. He could have... He started cleaning the laundry room better. Like, at first, he was... It's kind of dirty. And if I think it's dirty, ooh, it's got to be dirty. So he's out. He's on his way out. And as he's on his way out, there's... It's funny. The dryer that's been broken, he's had the repairman come out two times, three times. It's still broken. They come out, they fix it, and it works for a day, and now it's broken again. And so, but that's par for the course around here. So that's like probably his last big task, just dealing with the. It's like a Groundhog Day, where every day the dryer's broken, and the repairman shows up. The same thing happens over and over again. I mentioned a couple podcasts ago, I saw a couple of hummingbirds doing the nasty in the parking lot. Well, I saw a little mating ritual in my courtyard with two doves. That was kind of cute. Two doves. They were a little more, the hummingbirds were sort of like, you know, they were like swingers. They were like voyeurs. They didn't care. You know, they were like, hey, look at this. We're doing it in the parking lot. We don't care, man. Look at this. But the doves were more, they didn't actually, first of all, the doves didn't even do it. The doves were very, very subtle. Like the one dove was just kind of walking after the other dove in a kind of, sort of a hurried fashion, but not too hurried. You know, a little faster than if they were just looking for, I was going to say acorns, but that's squirrels. Whatever doves look for, whatever kind of food they're looking for, seeds, nuts, whatever. So the one dove is following this other dove. And the first dove then flies up to the second floor. And then the second dove flies up after the first dove to the second floor. The first dove. And then they're up there for about, I don't know, a few seconds. And then the first dove, I'm assuming the first dove, flies up to the roof. And then a couple seconds later, the second dove flies up to the roof. And then a couple seconds later, the first dove just takes off the roof and leaves. And then the second dove just stands there and gets this look on his, like, just the whole vibe was kind of dejection. Like, you know, what did I do wrong? Do I have BO? I mean, you could practically, you know, see the dove sniffing under his wing. He just sat there. He stood there on the roof, like, you know, if I can't get a dove, another dove, what am I going to do? How am I going to meet? It's the only dove I knew around here. I have to look for another dove. It was kind of sad. It was kind of cute too. Latest Twitter update for me. I now have 19 followers, and I am killing it on Twitter. I still am having a hard time figuring this Twitter thing out. I think it's a real cluster F-bomb. I mean, really, you get on there and there's all these like weird conversations going on. You have no idea what these people are talking about. I'm personally following, I don't know, 50, 80 people, but that's what it says. I'm not following anybody, you know? That's why I wonder about this thing. It's like how many people, when they say they have followers, are the people really following them? I guess if you're like a super-duper celebrity, you know, then you've got people, you know, who are following you. But I think if you're at the status that I'm at, I've got 19 people, and you know, maybe six of them are following me, and I'm not saying much. I mean, once I was tweeting in the beginning, and I felt like it was tweeting into the void, and tweeting into the void. But I'll stay with it. I really think that they should open up soon they'll probably teach a class on, you know, how to read your Twitter account. Because it really, it gets confusing. Facebook was kind of confusing to me. I remember when I first went on there a few years ago. I remember there was, on the, you know, my homepage, or the, you know, the news feed, that people were having a conversation, and I didn't know that. I thought they were talking to me, and I go, who are you talking about? I didn't realize what was going on. So, you know, so now I know what's going on. I certainly know what's going on. And speaking of Facebook, one of my Facebook friends, this lady who is a sometimes podcast listener. At the present time, I think she's busy with her school and work. You know, we've chatted a little bit online, and well, we had an exchange the other day that was, it was a little confusing because because I hadn't really heard from her in a while, and she usually would comment about my podcast, and so I figured she was busy, but I just wrote her an email saying, hey, what's up? And because I saw she was online, I said, what's up? And then she started writing, frantically typing or texting me inches upon inches of words, and I have no idea what she was talking about. I mean, she was telling me about how the person she lives with is not on her lease, and there's a problem with the lease, and that she has to go over there. And then when the person, if they find out, then they're going to go, and she's looking for a mobile home because if they get a mobile home, but she has to wait until somebody dies so she can inherit some money, but she doesn't wish anybody to die, but, you know, that's how she can afford to get this mobile home. And then, so I was like, oh, I don't know. So I clicked off to check some other stuff. You know, I didn't respond. I just kept, because she didn't really give me a chance to respond. Not that I had anything to say. And I would click off and go to another website and come back a couple minutes later and still going strong. Just still go about her, this job she had where she told the supervisor off, but she was in the wrong because the supervisor, you don't tell supervisor, not the way it happened. It would be like you telling Steven Spielberg off. And she's going on and on and on. And just, and then she would once in a while throw in an LOL. Which I can't stand that term. Okay, whatever. So she goes on and on. I mean, this is, I don't know, 8, 10, 12 inches, you know. Hey, get your mind out of the gutter. So it keeps going and going and going. And I have no idea what she's talking about. And I finally just get off the Facebook and for the night. And because I figure I don't know what to say. I don't know what she's talking about. And she's not really giving me a chance to say anything anyway. And then the next day, I got another email from her. Just three inches of text, just apologizing for all the, you know, stuff she, you know, just laying all this stuff on me. And as she's apologizing, she's just laying a little bit more stuff on me, but it was fine. So, and then she said something like, I know, I hope, I probably gave you some ideas for your podcast or for your comedy. And people say that all the time. People think they're, you know, but this time she did. I mean, somebody did. I said, listen, I'm going to talk about it. I wasn't at first because I thought like, well, I don't want to offend her, hurt her feelings. But I don't think it's offensive. I'm not, this is just truth. This is just what happened. Okay. And maybe, you know, and I'm not trying to teach anybody a lesson. I'm just trying to say, this is what happened. And maybe there's something funny here. Speaking of confusion, I ordered some flowers for my mom for Mother's Day yesterday from a nationally known flower company, which I've never used before. And I called them on the phone, and I got this older woman, and they had this special thing because I got it from a podcast ad from somebody else's podcast. So, you know, I told her about that, and so I made my selections from her to her, and then she starts explaining to me the options of how to send it. Like, we can send, like, I don't want it to get there too soon. I don't want it to get there Monday, like 6 days before Mother's Day. I like it to get there closer to the weekend. You know, Thursday or Friday would be okay. And so she starts telling me, well, okay, you have the option of, you know, a flexible option or an inflexible option. Your flexible option is $9.99 extra for each thing of flowers. Your inflexible one is $14.99, but then you have to. There was one option where the growers will make a decision whether the flowers were ready to go, and if they're ready to go, when did. I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. You're telling me that we're taking this back to the growers? I'm going to, you're, I'm just ordering the flowers. I don't need to know the story. Like the farm, the growers put this, when the if the growers put the seeds in the earth and they start to water it 6 months ago and it started to bloom, at that point, had you ordered it, we would be able to ship it on Tuesday. So I finally told her, I don't know what you're talking about. I just wanted to get there. And I got a little testy. I just wanted to get there, like, you know, closer to the weekend than not. And so she finally understood it. She starts telling me how she's been doing this for years, since 2006 or 7. But she only works Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. And I almost said, listen, you need to put in a little bit more than 2 days a year on this job. That's all I'm saying. Communication is key, folks. So we got that squared away. Hopefully the flowers will arrive in a timely manner and my mom will love them. And then I get this email supposedly from Amazon, which I assumed immediately was a fake email because they told me that my order from the day before for some book I never heard of and I never ordered was canceled. And so I hit the link to just see what they were talking about. You know, go click here to see. And I clicked, and then it was like some Canadian pharmaceutical thing. And so I got in touch with Amazon. I actually called them. You actually can call Amazon. And I said, listen, just want to let you know. I just want to see if you guys, I don't think it was you guys, but I want to ask you if this email came from you guys. And they said, no. It did not. And so I'm trying to think of what the point was about this that I'm making here about the fake Amazon email. I don't know. I guess it was a kind of a weird scamming thing, I guess, because here they're telling me my book was canceled. Then I click on and there's a pharmaceutical thing. And how many people, I guess maybe if you have like, you know, severe dementia, you know, and you don't remember that the email said, you know, that you canceled a book, and then like 2 seconds later, you go on and you see a pharmaceutical thing, and they maybe think, oh, here's where I get my medication. I guess that's how you could fall for it. Oh, I know, because Amazon told me that they're phishing, they're looking for credit card information and stuff like that. So I forwarded them the email so that they can do their investigation. They can get these guys, they can catch them, and put them on eBay. Put it on me, baby. Put it on me, baby. My last topic of conversation for today is, you know, the supermarket that I go to frequently. I never mention its name. And there's, you know, I'm friendly with some of the employees that work there. And there's one guy, I mentioned him a couple or so, few podcasts ago. I won't mention his name. He's a Filipino. There's a lot of Filipinos there. I love these Filipino people. Love them. I love them. I really do. And this guy, a couple years ago, he stocks shelves and he occasionally does the checkout, rings the groceries up. And he's about, I would say, probably 45, maybe not even 50. He's married, he's got a kid, maybe a couple kids, I don't know. So a couple years ago, I was in the market one night, and I don't really know this guy now, but I know him a little bit better now than I did then, and he says to me, would you like to meet my niece? And I go, would I like to meet your niece? First of all, you know, you don't really know me, and you're kind of pimping your niece, whatever, okay, well, what about your niece? And he goes, well, where is she? And he goes, she's in Dubai. Well, what am I supposed to fly to Dubai to meet? No, she's coming here. So, and that's one thing about, I won't say all Filipinos, but I've had experience way back in the day. I don't know if I told the story in my podcast before, but there was a couple instances where Filipino people were trying to hook me up with somebody from their country because their country, people want to come here. They want to come to the United States and work and make money. They want to get out of the Philippines. But then what they want to do is they want to gather up money and go back there. So that's what I'm learning now. And I was like, well, no, I don't want to. No, that's okay. And I swear, I no sooner said I don't want to meet your niece, that my friend Bill rounds the corner and is coming down the aisle. And I go, hey, Bill. And he goes, hey. And then this guy turns to Bill and goes, would you like to meet my niece? And Bill's like, no way. All right, so fast forward, you know, a couple years later. And, you know, I see him and we're pleasant. Hey, how you doing? Hello. He doesn't ask me anymore about nieces or things like that. And, you know, I'm real curious because, like, I talked about a couple podcasts ago, like, some of these people, Filipinos, they gather up and I guess they save their money and they get their pensions or retirement or whatever. And then they go back and they can live really well in their country. And so so I asked him, you know, what did he do when he lived in the Philippines? And he told me he had been an engineer, some kind of engineer. And I go, wow, you're an engineer. And I said, so, you know, you can make more money in this country stocking shelves in a supermarket than as an engineer in the Philippines? And he said, yeah. And I go, wow. And he goes, yeah. He said he made $100 a year. And I thought I heard him wrong. And I said, you made $100 a week, which is still pretty low, right? He goes, no, $100 a year. And I go, what? You go to college, you get an education, you become an engineer? What kind of a country is this? What do parents tell their kids in the Philippines that so they can better their lives? I mean, you know, listen, you know, you want to get out of abject poverty, you've got to go to college so you can get out of abject poverty and go right into regular poverty. $100 a year? I don't know. What is rent? 3 cents a month? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't, I feel really bad for those people. Now I understand more why people are so desperate to get out of that country. But then, you know, then I guess what they do is they go back and they take advantage of the people. They exploit the people that can't make that money. Because if a guy, like the guy a couple weeks ago I was talking about as a security guard, when he retires, he's going back. And I guess then he's going to have maids and cooks and chefs and, well, maids and cooks and chefs, I guess the same thing. Well, I guess at those prices, you can have a cook and a chef. You can have a short order cook and a real, you know, gourmet chef and drivers and pay them nothing. So it just, you know, it makes me appreciate, you know, this country. Although I think that we do have room for improvement. And, you know, I'm not going to get into that right now. You know, we have complaints, but that's, you know, that's what freedom of speech is all about. We're allowed to complain, right? Right? All right. I'm rambling on, as always. You know, when I'm doing this in my apartment, staring at my stove and my microwave oven and my Mr. Coffee machine all by myself, mining for comedy gold, you know, I get a little self-conscious at some point, and I just got a little self-conscious. And I said, you know what? The heck with the self-consciousness. Who cares? So anyway, that's it. That's it for this particular podcast. You know, if you do want to follow me on Twitter, you know, because I will start tweeting more. I do always announce my episodes at least once a week, and I've put up some, you know, clever little tweets. I'm at Al Berman Comic on Twitter, or when you go to Twitter, at Al Berman Comic. And, of course, you can find me on Facebook, which I don't know the address, but it's easy to find me pretty much. I always say now, tell people about the podcast. If you know of anybody that wants to help me market this thing or take this to a network that can help me, let you... All right. Now I sound like I'm whining and being desperate. Just tell people about it. I like the do-it-yourself aspect. I'm not that keen on going anywhere right now. Unless, of course, somebody asked me to go, and I like them. But have a great week, everyone. Until next week, this is Al Berman, live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.